Beaches Pit Party on K-Barrel 101. A very special guest in studio, Patrick of Ice Nine Kills.
What's up, Peaches? On? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that my last name is Peach, so my nickname is Peaches.
When I received your contact, I was like, I wonder what this guy's going to look like. And it was a little different than what I thought Peaches was going to look like.
There was a band that gave me a shirt because I was like the first DJ to play their song on the air. And they thought I was a woman. So they sent me a female XL shirt. Well, dude, I told you in the car on the way here that we're very excited for this whole show.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people already lined up outside the Mountain America Center. You know, last night I told you we had Volbeat and Hailstorm tonight. We got you guys. Falling in Reverse, Our Last Night, Catch Your Breath, four amazing bands. And I remember seeing you guys in Salt Lake City as part of the Trinity of Terror show.
Sure.
And that was my first time in a major pit. And I'm the guy that's I'm a big dude, but yeah, I hate
you
the seem pit. To
be, you could be the enforcer.
Yeah, see, I don't want any pit around me. I'm like, I got pushed from behind. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm like that weak. But yeah, dude, we're excited to have you here. I mean, just last week, I was traveling all around the area to get people to download our app and then get an entry in for that meet and greet with Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
And there's been so many people at every single stop that have said, like I've met them before. Like, do you guys just hang out after shows of people or what?
I mean, we've definitely been known to hang out a little bit, but I think more so back in, back in the earlier days of touring and, with Warped Tour and, different styles of meet and greets when we were kind of, on the, smaller size of our band, it's much easier to be able to just get groups of people together and hang out and take pictures and do meet and greets that are a little more involved and a little more intimate. Nowadays, especially after COVID, the Trinity of Terror tour, that meet and greet was, all three bands on stage and the, 150 people in meet and greet on the floor trying to interact and trying to have a conversation. And it was kind of, it kind of added a little bit of separation that we weren't used to because we are very used to being a little more hands-on and being able to interact with people. And, so I think that between Warped Tour and some of the headliners that we've done, we had the opportunity to really, get to know people and get to know our fans. And coming back from COVID and doing the Trinity of Terror tour, we're kind of back into that mode now where our VIP experience is, you get a photo op with us, one-on-one time, you get to come in, we get to compliment you on your makeup because everybody's wearing makeup and all these things. It's Halloween.
Oh, I forgot mine. My bad.
It's Halloween every day. If you don't have a costume, you're missing out. You get to have that one-on-one time with people again that we missed out on in the past couple of years. So, people saying that they met us before, it was probably because it was just cool for us to just hang out,
Yeah. I mean, your guys' fan base is just as crazy as Motionless and White's fan base.
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, I think that they're cut of the same cloth.
Yeah.
I think the cult-like following that both bands have is very strong and apparent. And I think the dark Halloween side of everything and people dressing up and kind of, the groups that start online and, we have our own social media app called the Psychos Only app that gets a lot of people involved with each other that, we've been getting a bunch of people coming to meet and greets that have made us, friendship bracelets or fun bracelets. And I guess that's something that spawned from the Psychos Only app where one person posted that they were going to make us bracelets. And then a bunch of other people around the States were like, oh, we're going to do it too. And now we all have these collection of horror themed bracelets from all of our fans. And it's just so cool to see something like this bring so many people together.
I was just about to ask you, do you have a giant collection of things that fans have sent you or brought
you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There were tours where Spencer would be sending home boxes of things from the road just because you go on tour with such a, I like to think that I pack very smart and I pack very minimally for a tour and getting given things and given little gifts and t-shirts or this and this. It's I'm leaving tour with more than I brought. So I have to be able to, sometimes we just have to ship stuff home before the tour even ends so that we have room for stuff.
You're totally lucky because you have the smaller clothes. For me, if I pack a pair of shoes, it takes up half my suitcase. But I mean, yeah, we've gotten cool stuff. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, looking around.
Yeah, it's been crazy how many cool things we've had built over the years in this studio. But I mean, I can only imagine what your guys' place looks like.
Yeah, it's fun. I think we each have, our own individualized gifts that are given to us too, that kind of have a bit of, you know, mantle space in each of our space, in each of our apartments or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And I know on the bus, dude, those bunks have to be claustrophobic, right?
well, if you are claustrophobic, I think that sleeping in a bus bunk would definitely get to you. I don't think any of us are, luckily. But at some point you kind of just turn the light off, close your curtain.
And it's like the same thing. And you just see is black.
And you just let the bus lull you to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really have time to be, to like get anxious or scared about it, because you know, you got to get to the next venue. So
that's been one of my weird questions, is that, like, I don't know how people or how bands tour all together in those bunks, or even bands like, what was it, like Slipknot? Isn't Jim Root like 6'6"?
Yeah.
Like Peter Steele was 6'8".
They got to have like custom made, like we call them condo bunks, that kind of makes, you know, instead of having bunks that are three high, you get, you know, maybe two high, or like one that's big and one that's small on top.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, it is crazy when people think of how, like, you know, glamorous and how awesome touring is. And what they don't realize is that you live in a mobile home with 13 other people most of the time, you know, like, our crew, you know, we had two buses on this tour, one for the band, which is like six of us on tour right now, plus our tour manager and a photographer. So that's eight on one bus. And then our crew bus has 12 bunks on it. And it's like, you don't really have as much privacy as you think you might get or something like that. And, you know, it is kind of that, it's not, the glamour is kind of gone when you're
right.
Like, well, I can't really move in here, you know, like kind of like just like sneaking by people, like,
yeah,
like sucked in
midnight snack run. You're like, yeah. I can't go to the kitchen. There's somebody in the way.
Exactly. Somebody's air frying a bunch of tofu.
That's around here too. Somebody cooked fish here recently and it smelt up the whole building.
Oh dude. I did a tour in Europe. One of my first tours in Europe with my old band Defiance. And we had a driver that was driving our van that decided one day to cook fish on the engine block while we were doing a drive.
Oh, on the engine block.
Yeah. So we just wrapped up a bunch of fish in tinfoil, put it on the engine block, and we drove like 3 hours to the next show. And the van just reeked of fish.
Oh no.
We got there. The fish was cooked.
Okay. He
ate it.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, you better eat it, dude. You did all this work. You better eat that.
Ours was worse because some lady put it in the microwave.
Oh yeah. And fish in a microwave just sounds awful.
Yeah. And our former engineer put the pizza in the toaster and burnt the cheese. And it's always fun. It provides on-air content, yeah,
you
for
guys,
sure.
I think you guys need a little lesson on how to cook things in the kitchen here.
I was that one guy at one point that put tinfoil in the microwave by accident.
Oh,
and
no.
I saw a spark. And, oh, no. But, yeah, dude, I mean, we got to get you back to the stadium here soon.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you got.
Yeah, dude, I'm just very excited for the show tonight. I know people have been talking about it relentlessly. I mean,
that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
This seems like, you know, like I said, told you in the car, a place that maybe we haven't, you know, we haven't been to this side of the state, or, you know, this area. You know, Boise is usually where bands go, and we were in that area yesterday and seeing all the fans there. I think it kind of justifies doing, you know, a show that's, you know, close, but, you know, I think you're going to get two different crowds from these two shows in the same state. So
right,
they're excited to see to see who comes out.
Boise has the more bigger city, but East Idaho, I think, has been neglected for a very long time.
So they're all hungry for it.
Yeah, they've been wanting it. They're hungry for this show, because usually we'll travel to Salt Lake City, we'll travel to Boise, we'll travel sometimes even to like Missoula or Bozeman or whatever Montana city up north. But to have a show right here in East Idaho is phenomenal.
Very glad to hear that. That's awesome.
And I know you guys put on one heck of a show, because it's so theatrical. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be killer.
Oh, there we go. We might as well just end it on that. It's going to be killer. Then thank you, of course, Patrick, for joining Peach's Pit Party. Isn't it a great radio show name?
Dude, Peach's Pit Party is pretty good.
Yeah, you hear that show name and you're like, there has to be some sort of like woman behind the microphone. And there's a giant fat dude just behind the mic, like you would not expect it whatsoever. But we'll head on our way to the venue. I'll be at the Teton Fallen in Reverse pre-party, Teton Auto Credit Fallen in Reverse pre-party, and you gotta get ready for the show, I assume.
Yeah, man. We've got like I said, our VIP to look forward to before the show, and then, you know, it's a quick dinner, and then start getting the tuxedo on. You know,
there we go.